In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive, it's spontaneous, it's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website.
Hey, when you think about your kid acting selfish, what do you think of, right? When you think about a child acting selfish, who do you think of? Do you think of Veruca Salt from the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Just that. Those horrible kids. Yeah, I watched that movie again just recently. And every time I watch it, I see something different. What I saw this time was just a bunch of just bad kids, just bad attitudes, annoying kids. You know, when you think about selfishness, I think what child selfishness, what most parents normally think of, they think of some type of manifestation of spoiled. Like, you know, like this kid is like, they just want everything for themselves. Some of you might think of, especially if you have younger kids with siblings, you might think of not sharing. Like, what is it with this one kid? It's like he will not share with his sister. But let's slow it down for a second. Because in parenting, it's never about what it's about. And one of the things it's about a lot is selfishness. And when you just identify it that way, I think it becomes a lot less scary, a lot less stressful, and a lot more hopeful that we can coach our kids out of selfishness. Kind of makes sense, right? Like, here's a few examples of how yours and my kids act selfish on a regular basis. That's my game show voice right there for some reason. All right, they interrupt. They interrupt us. Why? Because they want to. Makes them feel good. They don't want to just wait their turn. They interrupt us. They make loud noises throughout the house. They don't want to clean up their stuff. They don't want to clean up their cleats. They're getting jealous because their sibling has something they don't want. And it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. Living dirty towels around the house. Wet towels. Why? Because they weren't in the mood to hang them up. Freaking teenagers. They're bothering people. Why? Well, because they want attention. They want something. They're trying to manipulate somebody, and they're doing what they want to do in their own selfish feelings. They're complaining. Why? Because they didn't get what they want. In their own selfish desires, they did not get what they want. They're not hanging out with the family. Why? Because they're not in the mood. Teenagers don't want to hang out with grandma and grandpa come over. Why? Because I don't really want to. I'd rather not. It's like there's certain things that happen in all of us, individual things. But for many of us, that whole like your family comes over and your teenager is like, yeah, I don't want to hang out because why? I don't know. I'm not in the mood. Oh my gosh, that can boil a parent right there. That'll boil you up. Furnace time. How about this? Child's late for dinner. Why? Because they're playing games. They don't want to get off the screen. They're having a temper tantrum. They want 5 more minutes. They're not listening. These are all just manifestations of selfishness, impulsivity. It's a common human issue. ADHD, impulsivity is a common thing. They have so much stuff going through their brain, and it's hard for them to just realize, hey, I'm not the only one in the room. Other people here have feelings, and they just want to do what feels good to them, which is impulsively just say what they want to say. Even a kid not listening or not obeying, whether it be your kid not brushing their teeth or not going to bed on time if they're younger, or if they're in the tween years, just not getting off a screen in time or not saying please and thank you. Why? Why do I have to do these things? I don't want to do them. That's not what I want to do. The whole world revolve around me. Even if someone gets hurt, they may not have a lack of concern. What about how I feel? Well, it doesn't matter. What about how I feel? See, what's happening here is, this is so common. Selfishness is not just your kid doing just this or just that. Think back to so many of your kids' problems that you're just thinking about right now. They come down to a root. They're struggling with selfishness. Again, there's hope here because we are the most powerful people in our lives. I'm going to give you some do's and don'ts to how to guide your kid out of selfishness into selflessness. It's one thing that really confuses me is sometimes parents will tell me, yeah, well, my kid is 18. So like, you know, they're just kind of like, they say to me, I'm 18. I don't need to do this anymore. I'm 18. I don't need to listen to you. I'm like thinking to myself, what are you talking about? Like, just cause like there's this magic age where you turn this age and now you become like the world's worst roommate. Like, you don't have to listen to your parents. You don't have to be cool. You don't have to like obey. You don't have to submit. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, in some of you have college age students that are extremely selfish. They come home on breaks. They want to be pampered. They don't want to work with you. They don't even want to care about your feelings. They want you to pay for them to go to college and just do their thing and stay out of their way. Can you see how that's just kind of mean and selfishness? You might wonder, why is he like this? Why is my child like this? Why is she like this? We're not going to get into this right now, but it might have to do with your parenting. It really might. Maybe you've struggled in teaching your child selflessness. Maybe you've failed at it. Maybe you've been an enabler. Maybe you've just been funding these things. Maybe you put so much emphasis in X, Y, and Z that now it's like you've created this entitled kid who just feels like the world revolves around them. But I don't know. But here's the good news. It's just all normal. It's all normal. These are all normal things that 17-year-olds say. These are all normal things that 6-year-olds do and say. And so let's not overanalyze it or talk about like why our kids are like this. I did some Googling on this topic, and literally 100% of the stuff I read was pure crap. It was so dumb. Like, so I read some stupid stuff like, yeah, kids are normally they grow out of selfishness around age 6. I saw some psychological review on that. I was like, no, they don't. No, they don't. Like, two of my kids, like when they reached 12, they became even more selfish than they ever were. Like, there's like this 12-year-old, they hit middle school, hit puberty, and you'll see that your kid is going to make major change and they're going to start becoming even more selfish. It's extremely normal. It's extremely normal for a 5-year-old or a 7-year-old to be extremely selfish. And that's not a big deal. We got to help our kids with this. Parents are teachers in every home's a school. So here's a couple do's and don'ts. The first thing to do should not come to any surprise. And some of these do's or don'ts, if you've been with me for a while, they shouldn't come as any surprise to you. First thing you got to do is you've got to regulate your own emotions, because this is going to get under your skin. Right? Our selfishness is going to bother you. It's going to bother you to the core for different reasons. You and I have different reasons why their manifestations of their own selfishness is going to bother you. So what do you do to calm yourself down? What do you do to say to yourself in that moment, right? I remember something that got me through it is that when I started seeing a lot of selfishness in my second child, I was actually more prepared for that. And when my second child, just picking up one phase, we'll pick up the 12-year-old phase, started acting differently when they were 12, it helped me a lot. I was like, oh, okay, I got through this once before. Okay, this is normal. You know, this is the middle school thing. Man, if my kid is this way, can you imagine how selfish I must have been at this age? And then I started thinking about myself as a childhood. That's what Mr. Rogers said to Oprah when he was interviewed on her show. Like, what should parents do, Mr. Rogers, to be good parents? And Mr. Rogers said something like, you know, we should remember our own childhood. Do not forget what it's like to be a kid. So what helped me to get through the 12-year-old phase was I just remember how off the rocker I was at age 12. And I was off the chain. So selfish. So impulsive. I did so many weird things, illegal things. Parents must have, they were so upset with me. My friend's parents were upset with me. I was a weird kid when I was 12 years old. So it helped me. So, right. So if you've got a 7-year-old, I know that's a long time ago, but you got to remember, like, this is seven. I have a 7-year-old right now. It is seven. It is tough. This is tough having a 7-year-old. And it's tough having a 17-year-old, and I got a 19-year-old, and it's tough. So here's first don't you do is you don't do your reactions. Now, this is deep. Just take a breath and listen to this. This is hilarious, and this should sting a little bit. All right. They're doing selfishness. What do? You don't react. You don't react. You don't react. Because you know what? If you do react back with some yelling, snapping, quick punishments, threats, you know what you're doing? Like, you're actually being selfish. It's kind of hilarious. your reaction to their selfishness is a manifestation of proof of your own selfishness. You're reacting to selfishness with selfishness. That's what we do. We're such big dummies. Isn't that interesting? Our angry tone, our yelling because our kids are being selfish is all just us being selfish, prideful, ego. It's like we are giving our power away to a child and they didn't listen to us. They didn't manage their emotions. They didn't accept no properly. They didn't clean up the cat box properly. They didn't put the toilet paper on the roll properly. They didn't make their bed the way you want them to. And now you didn't get what you want in your own selfishness, your own ego. You think you're so smart. I'm talking to myself right now. It should be your way. And then you react. So is teaching people to not be selfish, handling it selfishly, is that the right way to go? Of course not. Number two, do's. Make a plan. Make a family plan to really reach their heart. You realize that this is an issue of the heart. No star chart, no Excel sheet, no punishment, no lecture. Nothing like that aggression is going to teach your kids what it means to be a selfless, loving young person. It's going to have to be done in family meetings, in your heart talks, and it's going to have to be intentional. Okay, the next don't is realizing that in these places where your kid's acting selfish, teaching moments, they normally don't happen in the moment. That's probably not the best time for you to say, you know, son, can we talk about what just happened here? Like that really, it really affects me. That really hurts. Or, you know, daughter, you know, I just feel like what you're doing here, this is not good for our family. And I really need to talk to you about this right now. Like, come on now. Come on now. Like, come on. You think your kid's going to respond well in the heat of the moment to something like that? No, it needs to be something more intentional. Like, hey, we're going to have a family meeting tonight and we got to talk about what's been going on here. Or, you know, son, this type of thing right here that's happening, I am so sick of it. I am so bummed out. I am so affected by this. I don't know what to say right now. I'm not going to say it because if I say anything, it's not going to come off good. But when you come home from soccer today, we're going to have dinner and we're going to have a talk because we have to stop this pattern. This is really affecting me and I'm not moving on. All right. So what we're doing, we're making a plan to reach their heart, to get their attention. Okay. The next number three do is you've got to stop enabling and stop moving on. If you've got a kid who's having these habitual behaviors, there's a good reason you're just moving on. You're just like pretending like everything's okay. You're just like, you're maybe avoiding it. Maybe you're people pleasing it, or maybe you're yelling or lecturing, but then you're just moving on. So there's different ways to live this out, this whole stop enabling or stop moving on. And if you are here with me live, then ask me a question. How do I stop this pattern? How do I live this out with my age, this child, this age? But this is a really good parenting because if we just keep moving on, you know, we're always teaching people how we want to be treated. So if you've got a child who you have determined is like really selfish or uncaring, the first person to look at is really yourself. Children are very moldable and they love you. They don't, it's just something's off here in your parenting. We gotta zone in. Don't pretend everything's okay. Do not pretend everything's okay. And that is something that us parents do a lot because we're so full of love for our kids. We'll like have this huge blow up. The kids will be acting horrible. And then we take them off to their lacrosse game or we pick them up to school. We bring them their favorite treat. And we're like, hey, do you want to go do something together? Or hey, how's it going? We just pretend like everything's fine. And that doesn't solve the problem or reach their heart. I know that's hard to really come back and address things, but this is what good conflict management is. This is what good coaching is. It's about being persistent. A term that we're using a lot in our home right now is this. Hey, this is something that, you know, we're really working with you on right now. I've been saying that probably every day for 2 weeks. And I'll say the same thing in a different way. I say, hey, you know, this is something that we're taking very seriously right now. So I got to keep working with you on this. see what I'm doing here? It's very calm. It's cool. It's not like guilty or shameful. It's like me branding myself as a coach, as a teacher, and I'm not moving on. Right. So something I'm doing with my 7 year old is I'm being like a lot more like I'm not letting stuff go. Like there's a couple habitual things that, you know, the second grader is struggling with because she's seven. And so like one example would be please and thank you. Just happened yesterday. Her Nana was here visiting and she asked for something and she didn't say please and thank you. And so I would normally just kind of let it go. It's like, you know what, whatever. She's seven. I don't have to be this super reactive parent, but you know what? This is an area that we have decided as a family. We're really seeing that she's not on the path we want her to be. So then I looked at her. I said, hey, honey, what do we say to our Nana? What do we say? And I smiled when I'm saying, oh, you can see my teeth right now. If you're on camera, I said, what do you say to your Nana? And what we're seeing here with the way we're doing about it, it must be so effective and loving because she's really responding to this extra parenting. And it's a season of extra parenting. Is it over parenting? No, it's coaching. It's intentionality to moving her to the place we want to be. The next last couple of things I have for you, do's and don'ts. How to respond when your kids are acting selfish. Very, very key here. I have other teachings on this, is making of amends. All right, this all, see, it's kind of all together. Oftentimes, do a lot of teaching on this. All we do to ask our kids to make amends is say these two really lame words. The first word is I'm. And the second word is sorry. Like it's some magic wand. Like it's this amazing deposit in the love bank. These two words. No. If your kid's having it, like a really horrible outburst or just a horrible day, and you don't want to move on because you're listening to this coaching, here's one of a gazillion tools that I could give you on how to make amends. It sounds like this. Hey, I really want you to make this up to me. That was really hard what happened yesterday, and I don't just want to move on. All right. And then you might be asking, well, what do I say after that? What do my kids say? What does that mean? Making it up? That is for a different time. But see, this is totally what happens in normal, healthy relationships between adults and lovers and spouses all the time, too. You know, hurt each other. And sometimes it's actually really good for the spouse to say to their spouse, I would really like for you to make this up to me. Like, maybe you can use that in your own relationships. It will help you to not live with the contentment or the resentment. And that's like a really love language of an apology there, the pursuing of reconciliation, right? And then next don't you can do is do not let them manipulate you out of this. And I say this with a smile because, you know, that's just what our kids can do to us. They can make excuses. They can manipulate, make blame to say, I don't want to make amends. I don't want to care for your feelings. I don't want to come to your meetings. I don't want to do these things. What about this? What about that? But this is where we get so emotional as well. See, all this is so emotional. And then the last do's and don't could be the most important. It could be the most important. How do you respond when your kid is really struggling with selfish choices? Well, you've got to thrive in that 5-to-1 ratio. 5-to-1 ratio means for every one negative, critical, or hard conversation you have with your kid, or even a reminder statement, like, don't forget your jacket. Hey, did you clean your room today? Hey, don't forget that wet towel. Did you feed the dog? For every one of those, you want to have a minimum of 5 positive exchanges. 5, you really should have 5-to-1 minimum. So we're talking 10-to-1, 10-to-1, 20-to-1, right? 5-to-1 is actually 83%. I think it's 83.333%. So 83% of the stuff that should come out of your mouth should be really positive. For example, hey, I love the way you handle that with your sister. You know, you're a loving kid. And I really like how you handle that. Hey, you know what? That was really a selfless choice. I know we've been working with selfishness and selflessness right now, but that's what I'm talking about, honey. That was so selfless what you did. You're just a really loving, selfless person. I see that in you. See, I'm building that identity in them. Hey, you know what? Thanks. I just want to say thanks. Oh, why? Why, mom? You know, because I didn't have to ask you to do that thing. You just did it. that really means a lot to me. It's like, it helps me to feel like you care about me. See, what we're doing here is we're just taking the feelings we have inside and we're 5-to-1 in that stuff right there. Right. And if you're having a hard time coming up with 5-to-1s, well, then you really need to talk to me because your mind is jacked up because your kid is doing a lot of positive things every day. And if you're having a hard time seeing that, you've got to do some brain surgery on your parenting brain. Because your kid is lovely and they're doing wonderful things and you've got to open up your eyes and start focusing on the positive things so that these 5-to-1s just come more natural. And doesn't that make sense that if you're coaching an athlete or coaching your child, you want to have a coach who's positive, who points out the positive things, who spends more time, you know, like building you up than tearing you down. And wouldn't that be a great way to reach someone's heart, to move a child from a place of more thinking about themselves and selfishness to helping them to see the people and the family and around them and seeing and being more caring and more thoughtful about the other people in their lives by just pointing out the positive. That's all science backed. Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.